how do you describe the key objectives of the World Heritage Convention?
In my opinion, it's two main objectives. First of all, to show the whole world what is the pearls, the best properties in different countries, which have value for all humanity. And the other, of course, is safeguarding, which is very right management. It's very, very important part, and not all local authority very well understand what does it mean. Sometimes they have ambitions that, oh, our site is the best, the most beautiful, etc., etc., and they don't understand what the consequences will be when you inscribe this. Especially when some cities try to inscribe, for example, the whole center of the city. Then, if you don't understand how you will develop this city and how difficult it will be to develop, and this is the very important part of the work of World Heritage Center and subsidiary bodies. They have to teach a little bit, and maybe national commission, national bodies, which works with the subsidiary bodies of UNESCO, the professional community has to explain to the management authorities what does it mean and what they have to do. And the government, first of all, central governments, has to understand that they have obligations and they have to pay. They have to safeguard. It needs money and it needs some efforts. Sometimes, in my opinion, people, especially in local level, not always understands the consequences.